Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call at 484-431-2874. Or you may visit us online at my newly improved and updated website at highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Well, it's official. Medicare costs will eat up much of older American Social Security cost of living adjustments next year. A USA Today article, it's official. Medicare Part B 2026 premium will eat a big chunk of Social Security COLA, has some excellent details. The standard monthly premium for Medicare Part B, which covers outpatient care, doctor services, and durable medical equipment, and preventative services will be $202.90 in 2026. According to the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, that's up $17.90, or nearly 9.7% from 2025. It's smaller than the $21.50 increase that Medicare trustees had projected earlier, but it's still the second largest jump in program history. More than triple the 2.8% Social Security raise for next year, which means many seniors will see yet another hit to their standard of living. And before we go any further, let's bring in my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, someone who knows rising costs so well, I'm half convinced she's been personally tracking them with a magnifying glass and a coupon book. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Well, good morning, Kurt. I mean, thank you, I guess, right? I think a lot of our listeners can feel exactly what you're talking about, and I'm excited to dive into it. But before we do, how are you this morning? How was your weekend? I heard that you had a fun-filled weekend, so I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, we traveled to the Pocono Mountains and rented a house on the lake and had some very quality, fun family time and got to see some friends and see the beauty of the Poconos. And it was very, very pleasant, very relaxing, and actually even slept in one morning, which is unlike me.
But wow.
It worked out really well.
Yes. Well, good. Yeah, you were just talking about how you know, can wake up and you just see the lake, and that sounds like a dream to me. And I, you know, really look forward to doing that someday. So you're going to have to send me where you stayed, Kurt. Can you do that?
I will do that, and I'll send you your pictures. Yeah.
Yes, please do. Yes. And, you know, same goes for me. I think I'm gearing up for a vacation coming up. And so, you know, trying to start packing, start ordering everything, right? I mean, we got swimsuits and all sorts of stuff. We're going on a cruise.
Very nice.
So we are getting excited, but I also have a little bit of nerves in the back of my mind of like traveling, right? I mean, is everything set to go? Is passports, everything? But it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
I'm excited for you guys as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So these Medicare, you know, increases aren't just numbers on the chart, Kurt. They affect real budgets and real lives. So when Social Security can't keep pace, it really underscores how important it is to stay proactive, you know, with the planning and making sure that your financial strategy can absorb these changes. I mean, these are huge changes.
Yes. According to the article, seniors were the only group who saw an increase in poverty in 2024, which is very sad. Every other age group either stayed the same or improved. So when retirees look at this Medicare Part B increase, many of them will feel as though it's taking a significant portion, if not most, of their cost of living adjustment. It's another example of how persistent cost increases continue to pressure household budgets. According to the Social Security Administration, the average monthly benefit will rise by $56 in January, because of the 2.8% COLA, the cost of living adjustment. But once you factor in the $17.90 increase in Medicare Part B, that raises healthcare costs. So the real monthly increase for most seniors drops to about $38.10.
So you stated that seniors were the only group who saw an increase in poverty in 2024. That is such a staggering, you know, statistic, but also so saddening. I mean, I just feel so sad when I hear that. But that difference that we're talking about, it really matters. So a $56 increase sounds good at first glance, but losing nearly a third of it to Medicare premiums can really, you know, set back for someone on a fixed income. So for many retirees, $38 isn't extra money. It's what helps cover essentials. So understanding how these changes interact is crucial for anyone trying to keep their financial plan on the track.
Exactly. Let's talk about something that's going to matter a lot for people on the lower end of the Social Security benefit scale. The hold harmless provision. With such a large increase in Medicare Part B, the rule will likely kick in for recipients who receive $640 a month or less in Social Security.
That provision is really there to make sure people aren't pushed back, you know, backwards. So it prevents the Medicare Plan B premium increase from being larger than a person's COLA. So if the premium goes up more than their benefit, they're protected.
Yes, and absolutely. In that scenario, the beneficiary does have to pay the full premium increase, and the portion that they don't pay gets spread across people who aren't protected under the rule. For someone getting a $640 a month check, next year 2.8% COLA adds up just to under $18 without a hold harmless protection. The $17.90 Part B increase would completely wipe out that bump.
And that's a huge difference for someone living on that income. And it's interesting how much this varies from year to year.
Yes, it really does. Back in 2022, only about 1.5% of beneficiaries needed to hold harmless protection. Part B rose by $21.60, but the average Social Security increase was $92. So most people could absorb it. But in 2017, when premiums jumped 10%, or about $12.20, the COLA was only 0.3%, or roughly $5. About 70% of the enrollees paid a lower than standard premium because of the hold harmless.
Wow. I mean, that is a dramatic swing. And it shows why retirees need to understand how these rules work, because the impact on their actual monthly income can change a lot depending on the year that we're talking about.
Now the hold harmless provision is helpful, but it won't fix everything. It can protect seniors from big increases in Medicare Part B premiums, but it doesn't shield them from every cost.
And that's partly because a lot of retirees have other automatic deductions, you know, coming out of their Social Security checks.
Yes, if someone has premiums for Medicare Advantage or Part D prescription plan deducted automatically, increases in these premiums can still reduce their Social Security benefits. Remember, Part D is optional, but it covers prescriptions, medications, and so many people rely on that. And some Part D plans are seeing big jumps, I should say. In 2026, certain plans are increasing premiums by as much as $50, which is the maximum allowed under the Part D Premium Stabilization Demonstration Program. That's according to the KFF, a nonprofit, nonpartisan research group whose data is cited in this article.
I just want to reiterate that a $50 increase is no small thing. I mean, especially for someone already trying to make a tight budget work for them. And retirees are also seeing fewer choices, right, Kurt?
Yes, they are. The number of standalone Part D prescription drug plans has been cut in half since 2024, which really limits options for people trying to find something affordable or better suited to their needs.
Absolutely. So even if someone qualifies for hold harmless, they could still see their net Social Security benefit shrink because of these other premiums.
Bingo. And one more important thing or point, not everyone is eligible for hold harmless in the first place. People who are not protected include new Medicare enrollees, individuals who aren't receiving Social Security benefits, and high income earners.
Okay, and that's a good thing to highlight because, you know, there's often an assumption that the rule applies to everyone, but clearly it doesn't.
Yeah, we've talked about premiums, but there's another piece that affects retirees actually pay out of the pocket, deductibilities or deductibles.
Because even if someone can manage the premium increases, the deductible is what they have to cover before Medicare, you know, starts paying its share.
Yes. And next year, the deductible is going up. The annual deductible for all Medicare Part B beneficiaries will be $283 in 2026. That's a $26 increase from the 2025 level of $257, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or the CMS.
Okay. And between higher premiums and higher deductibles, Medicare, you know, enrollees will be facing higher costs on several fronts next year.
Now, here's an interesting angle. Could the Medicare B premium have ever been higher? According to CMS, yes. It actually could have been. According to the article, earlier policy changes that reduced spending on skin substitutes, preventing Part B premium from rising an additional $11 per month. So there's some services that were eliminated to do so.
Wow. I mean, that's a significant difference. What exactly changed to keep that increase from happening, Kurt?
It comes down to the 2026 physician fee schedule final rule. CMS finalized changes that are expected to reduce spending on skin substitutes by about 90% while still maintaining patient care. These products include whether biological, synthetic, or biosynthetic, are designed to mimic human skin and are used to cover and treat chronic wounds like diabetic foot ulcers. The administration reclassified them so they no longer bill separately, which is where the big savings has come from.
Wow. I mean, that sounds pretty cool. But according to the article, that reclassification, you know, helped keep the premium lower than it otherwise, you know, may have been.
Yeah. And it's worth noting that Medicare trustees have already estimated back in July that the standard monthly B premium could rise by $21.50, taking the 2026 premium to $206.50. But the actual increase turned out to be $17.90 because of that adjustment, bringing it to $202.90 instead. So let's keep going with today's conversation about Medicare by next looking at the recent AARP article, Seven Changes Coming to Medicare in 2026. Let's start with one of the biggest changes for 2026. The Medicare negotiated lower drug prices. Beginning in January, 10 high-cost prescription drugs will be available at reduced prices.
And this is the first round of negotiated prices. Was it made, you know, possible by the prescription drug law passed in 2022?
That law allows Medicare to negotiate directly on certain high-cost medications. These 10 drugs include treatments for arthritis, blood clots, cancer, and diabetes. The goal is to make these medications more accessible, more affordable, and ultimately improve the quality of life for millions of beneficiaries.
Well, I love the sound of that, Kurt. And these negotiated prices have to be available to eligible Medicare beneficiaries starting January 1st.
They do. And just as importantly, all Medicare Advantage prescription drug plans and standalone Part D plans must cover these 10 medications as well. So beneficiaries across Medicare should have access to lower prices.
Well, what kind of savings are we really talking about?
For beneficiaries, out-of-pocket spending is expected to drop by $1.5 billion in 2026 alone, and these savings will continue year after year. And to give some perspective, if these negotiated prices had been in place back in 2023, the Medicare itself would have saved around $6 billion. Another notable change for 2026 is that some Medicare enrollees may get an additional chance to switch plans. And this ties directly into updates that CMS has made to the Medicare Plan Finder tool.
Okay, Kurt. And that's the tool people use during open enrollment. So from October 15th to December 7th, to compare Medicare Advantage and Part D plans.
That's it. And for 2026, CMS has added information about which doctors and other healthcare providers are included in Medicare Advantage Plans Network. So now many consumers won't have to leave the plan finder to check their doctors, hospitals, or specialists are in the plans network. Previously, people had to go to each insurer's website, make phone calls, or work with a broker.
Well, and this sounds like a big improvement, but it sounds like the data isn't complete yet.
Correct. Provider directory information isn't listed for all plans at this point. CMS will continue adding and updating these details as insurers send them in.
Before we keep going with today's conversation, Kurt, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation to ask questions or to get more information with you and your team?
Absolutely. Just give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you can visit us online at our new improved website, highvalueconsulting.org, to schedule a consultation. It only takes a few minutes. We're always open to work with your schedule that's mutually convenient for all parties.
Well, thank you. So now getting back to our subject here, this mainly impacts people comparing Medicare Advantage options, right?
Yes. About half of all Medicare beneficiaries are in Medicare Advantage plans, which are the privately run alternatives to original Medicare. These plans limit members to their network providers, and out-of-network care can cost more. Or in some cases, beneficiaries must pay the full amount.
So whereas enrollees in original Medicare can see almost any doctor who accepts Medicare. I mean, that's right?
That's roughly 98% of all non-pediatric physicians. Now, here's where the special enrollment opportunity comes in. If someone uses the Medicare plan finder during their first 3 months on a new Medicare Advantage plan, they'll be eligible for a one-time special enrollment period in 2026 to switch plans. Another change coming in 2026 involves Part D deductibles and spending caps. The out-of-pocket limit for prescription drugs costs is definitely going up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kurt, that's the cap that applies to both standalone Part D plans and the drug coverage that comes with Medicare Advantage plans.
Yes, the cap was set at $2,000 in 2025. But in 2026, it rises to $2,100, or a $100 increase. That's about a 5% adjustment, which reflects the increase in average spending on covered Part D drugs during 2024.
Does that mean that beneficiaries who hit that out-of-pocket limit will need to plan for a slightly higher cost next year?
It does. And there's another increase to note. The maximum Part D deductible is also going up. In 2026, it'll be $615 compared to $590 in 2025.
So although, as you've noted during previous shows, Kurt, some Part D plans do offer lower deductibles or even no deductible at all, depending on the plan, design and how it's laid out.
Yes. So it's another area where comparing plans carefully really matters, especially with those annual adjustments. There's also an important update involving Medicare prescription plan payment plan. In 2025, beneficiaries in both standalone Part D plans, Medicare Advantage plans with drug coverage have the option to pay their out-of-pocket prescription costs in monthly installments instead of all at once at the pharmacy. Compared with the new $2,000 out-of-pocket cap, this meant someone facing a $2,000 bill in January could spread it out in payments over $167 a month over the year.
Oh, I like that. And that made those early, year expenses much more manageable for a lot of people. So what changes in 2026?
The big change is that 2026, anyone who participated in the program in 2025 will be automatically re-enrolled. Beneficiaries won't need to sign up again unless they choose to opt out or switch to a new Medicare Part D or Medicare Advantage plan. And if they do switch plans, but still want to keep the monthly payment option, they just need to contact the new plan to continue.
Okay, and hopefully that means staying in the program should be seamless for most people.
Exactly. According to the article, CMS said Automatic renewal eases the burden for both participants and plan sponsors. And for those who decide they don't want to stay in the program, their plan must process the opt-out requests within 3 days. Another major development for 2026 is a new prior authorization test in Original Medicare. This is a six-year experiment starting January 1st, and it could require millions of beneficiaries in certain states to get advanced approval before Medicare covers specific medical services, procedures, or devices.
Well, that's a big shift. Prior authorization is common in Medicare Advantage, but not in Original Medicare.
That's right, and that's why this pilot is significant. If the experiment is successful, it could lead to wider use of prior authorization in the Original Medicare, potentially involving artificial intelligence, algorithmic tools, and help make coverage decisions. The program will run through December of 2031, and it could affect up to 6.4 million beneficiaries across the parts of Arizona, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, and Washington.
So what's exactly the purpose of this pilot?
The article notes that CMS says it's aimed at speeding up coverage decisions, cutting wasteful spending on at least 16 services, procedures, and devices that are considered especially vulnerable to fraud, waste, abuse, or inappropriate use. Technology companies participating in the pilot will be paid based on savings generated from denied medical claims. That payment structure has raised concerns from groups like the AMA or the American Medical Association and consumer advocate groups.
Oh, so I can see why, Kurt. There have already been questions about how prior authorization is handled in the Medicare Advantage, especially when delays or denials, you know, impact the patient's care or create burdens for caregivers.
Yeah, this pilot comes at a time when lawmakers and oversight groups have been examining these issues closely. Another program wrapping up in 2026 is the Medicare Advantage value-based insurance design model. More than 7 million people enrolled in Medicare Advantage, including many with chronic illnesses and limited incomes, may lose access to certain supplemental benefits when this pilot ends on January 1st.
Wow, that's really saddening. So those were benefits designed to remove barriers to care. Is that right?
They were. Since 2017, the model has allowed plan sponsors to offer tailored benefits as reduced drug costs, food assistance, transportation to medical appointments, and support for managing chronic conditions. It was targeted primarily to low-income beneficiaries, including those duly eligible for Medicare, Medicaid, and those who qualify for extra help.
So why is the program ending then?
Bottom line is cost. According to the article, the model was intended to modernize Medicare Advantage and test whether these extra benefits improved health outcomes and reduced expenses. But it ended up being very expensive. $2.3 billion in 2021, $2.2 billion in 2022, thus prompting the CMS to shut it down. Finally, there's a notable change to supplemental benefits offered through Medicare Advantage plans. Back in 2018, a bipartisan law expanded the types of non-medical services that plans could provide to chronically ill enrollees. These are known as special supplemental benefits for the chronically ill.
Okay, and Kurt, those benefits didn't have to be directly medical as long as they were expected to help improve or maintain someone's health or function.
Yes, but starting in 2026, CMS is tightening the rules, limiting the type of allowable coverage. There are several benefits that will no longer be permitted under the Medicare Advantage plan, including alcohol, cannabis, and tobacco products, certain cosmetic surgeries, procedures such as facelifts, treatments for facial lines, and remedies for collagen or fat atrophy, funeral planning and expenses, life insurance or hospital indemnity coverage, unhealthy foods.
Well, beneficiaries who rely on some of those non-medical, you know, supports will need to take a close look at what their plan continues to offer and what it no longer can.
Yeah, and that's why I always focus on comprehensive financial planning for my clients. We actually run analysis showing them all the benefits of how the Social Security when they enroll, and also the benefits with Medicare and the current insurance they have. And that's why reviewing coverage during open enrollment is more important than ever heading into 2026.
Absolutely. It sounds like that. Well, Kurt, just before we go, I mean, can you kind of sum this all up for our listeners or put this into real terms? Because we talked a lot, you know, about the Medicare plan Part B today and, you know, why it will essentially be pricier in 2026. But there's a lot of numbers that we shared and a lot of reasoning behind this. So what are the key takeaways that you have for our listeners?
Well, again, one of the key takeaways with the Medicare cost increase, again, is getting back to your financial service professional, making sure that you're both on the same page with your goals and objectives, doing a review on an annual basis, especially at the end of the year. It's just the same when you're employed. This is the time of year you review your benefits for the upcoming year. So you do the same with Medicare and your supplemental plans, because again, obviously everything changes. Nothing stays the same. And also balancing with what your portfolio looks like, how you're going to need to supplement some of these costs or offset the costs associated with the Medicare cost increases. But again, it's going back to reviewing on an annual basis.
Absolutely. And I just want to, you know, reiterate some important, you know, points in this conversation is that, you know, the Medicare prescription payment plan will automatically re-enroll 2025 participants in 2026. So this will allow them to continue paying large drug expenses in monthly installments, and, you know, unless they really opt out of it. And several pilots and programs are ending or changing. So a 6-year prior authorization test, you know, launches in the select states. The costly Medicare Advantage value-based insurance design model ends January 1st, and CMS is limiting certain non-medical supplemental benefits in Medicare Advantage plans starting in 2026. So thank you, Kurt, for a great show. Can you share with our listeners before we leave how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Today's show is very informative for the people that are retired and that are currently on Medicare. But if you have any questions about your retirement and some of the things we talked about today, you can visit me at my website, highvalueconsulting.org, or you can call my office at 484-431-2874. I'd love the opportunity to sit down with you and discuss your ongoing financial goals and concerns. I also want to thank you for joining the show today. It's been another great episode of Results Driven.
Well, thank you, Kurt. And yes, it has been. And just to remind our listeners, you can always find our current show and our past shows on Kurt's website. And there's a click on the radio page and all of our shows will come up. So thank you, listeners, for joining us today on another episode of Results Driven with Kurt High and me, your co-host, Jacqueline.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.